With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. On today's program, we'll listen to music to celebrate spring and the beauty of creation, but we'll also hear music of serenity and peace as we continue to experience the effects of the global pandemic, something that's been on our minds and affected all of us over many weeks now. Healing music by Philip Stopford, Eric Nelson, John Rutter, Herbert Howells, and others. We'll begin with music by Jerry Hancock, composed in 1960 for his wife Judith. Air, a prelude for organ, is performed by Daryl Robinson on the Landmark organ in the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. Air, a prelude for organ by Jerry Hancock, was performed by Daryl Robinson on the Glattergötz Rosales organ in the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. As we enjoy the beauties of spring, we'll celebrate with the joyous hymn Let the Whole Creation Cry, as arranged by Jeremy Bankson. The words are by Stopford Brooke, and the tune Salzburg includes a melody by Jakob Hintze, harmonized by J.S. Bach. Tom Trenny leads the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, directed by Tom Trenny, sang Let the Whole Creation Cry. It was arranged by Jeremy J. Bankson. Cecil Francis Alexander's memorable hymn text, All Things Bright and Beautiful, receives an original musical setting in our next selection. This delightful anthem is composed by Philip Stopford, who leads the Ecclesium Choir in this recording. All Things Bright and Beautiful, as set by composer Philip Stopford. The Ecclesiam Choir sang at St. Anne's Cathedral, Belfast, directed by the composer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Robert Lowry's 19th century hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing, is a wonderful text and tune of assurance and seems apt for our current time as much as ever. Eric Nelson, conductor of the Atlanta Master Chorale, has provided a truly lovely arrangement of this beloved hymn, which also incorporates hints of another well-known hymn tune. The Atlanta Master Chorale sings, directed by Eric Nelson. The Atlanta Master Chorale, led by Eric Nelson, sang his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing. Grant Us Thy Peace, or Verleih uns Frieden, by Felix Mendelssohn, is built on a hymn-like melody with extended phrases, presented first by unison men's voices, then by treble and men's voices in canon, and finally in a four-part harmonization. The melody itself, along with the low range of the voices and instruments, exudes an air of serenity and peace. The Christchurch Schola Cantorum from Rochester, New York, is led by Stephen Kennedy.
Thank you.
Verleih uns Frieden, a setting in German of the Latin text Dona Nobis Pacem, composed by Felix Mendelssohn. The Christchurch Schola Cantorum from Rochester, New York performed, directed by Stephen Kennedy. Joachim Neander's 17th century hymn text All My Hope on God Is Founded found a perfect setting when it was sent to Herbert Howells in 1930. Perusing it over breakfast one day, a tune almost immediately suggested itself to him, and he composed it on the spot. It has since become recognized as among the finest hymn tunes composed in the 20th century, and it certainly is one of my favorites. We'll hear it in a wonderful performance by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Stephen Layton. Jeremy Cole plays the organ, and the descant is by John Rutter. Stephen Layton led the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in the wonderful hymn All My Hope on God Is Founded, set to the tune Michael by Herbert Howells. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The music of Latvian composer Rihards Dubra is deeply spiritual, and while completely of our time, draws on the centuries-deep well of Orthodox spirituality. One of his early works, Oculus non vidit, dates from 1993 and sets a message of hope from 1 Corinthians. No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Rupert Goff leads the choir of Royal Holloway in this recording.
Thank you.
Oculus Non Vidit by Richard Zdubra was sung by the choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London. Rupert Goff conducted. Though Philip Stopford's anthem Do Not Be Afraid was commissioned for a baptism, the text, a poem by Gerard Markland, is appropriate for any time and provides reassuring words based on verses from Isaiah chapter 43. Philip Stopford's musical setting with its calming refrain beautifully illuminates Markland's poem. The Truro Cathedral Choir sings, directed by Christopher Gray.
Thank you.
Christopher Gray led the Truro Cathedral Choir in Do Not Be Afraid by Philip Stopford. Among the many lovely compositions and melodies by John Rutter, one that particularly stands out is his setting of the text from the Book of Numbers, often used as a benediction, "The Lord bless you and keep you." It's especially notable for the way in which the primary melody becomes the setting for a soaring sevenfold amen at the conclusion of the piece. We'll hear the choir of Rochester Cathedral, Kent, directed by Scott Farrell. "The Lord Bless You and Keep You" by John Rutter was sung by the choir of Rochester Cathedral, directed by Scott Farrell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Norwegian-born composer Ole Yalo has made his home in the U.S. for the past couple of decades and spent a time as composer-in-residence for the Phoenix Chorale, writing a number of pieces specifically for them. His last work for them is a piece titled "Evening Prayer." It sets a text by St. Augustine and reflects his own interest in jazz with an accompaniment that is largely improvised for both piano and saxophone. We'll hear "Evening Prayer" in its premiere recording by the Phoenix Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy. Thank you. Charles Bruffy led the Phoenix Chorale in Evening Prayer by Ola Yalo, who also played piano. Ted Belladin played tenor saxophone. The Postlude for the Office of Compline by Jean Alain is performed by his sister Marie-Claire Alain in our next selection. Several chants for this evening service are woven into this almost hypnotic piece. She plays the organ at the Abbey of Valois in France. The Sanctuary Choir of Marble Collegiate Church in New York sang an arrangement of Abide With Me by Greg Jaspers. Kenneth Dake conducted. Earlier, Marie-Claire Land performed organ music by her brother Jean, his postlude for the office of Compline. She played the organ of the Abbey of Valois in France. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music of serenity and peace as we move through these uncertain times. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and helpful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.